Según datos de un artículo publicado por Toronto Star, la demanda de los bancos de alimentos ha aumentado anualmente y en 2021 más de 5.8 millones de canadienses vivían en hogares con inseguridad alimentaria. Los bancos de alimentos se establecieron originalmente como soluciones temporales, pero ahora son un elemento permanente en el panorama de la sociedad canadiense. Inflación, costo de vida elevado son algunos de los escenarios en Toronto. Ante este panorama, la iniciativa de Laura Fitch cobra vida. Yoga en Earls Court Park es un proyecto que recauda fondos para ayudar a The Stop Community Food Center. Todo comenzó cuando Laura recibió un boletín informativo de The Stop Community Food Center, en el que se enteró de que la mayoría del presupuesto del banco de comida ya se había ocupado durante la primera parte del año, esto debido a la alta demanda nunca antes vista en la ciudad. Laura se dio cuenta de que ella podía apoyar, aportando su tiempo a una actividad con la comunidad. Laura Fitch es una consolidada maestra de yoga quien se entrenó en China e India y que con gran entusiasmo trajo las enseñanzas a Canadá, en esta ocasión para apoyar a una buena causa.
Welcome here to CHHA 1610 AM, Laura. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. It's good to be here.
Tell me, how was the moment that you realized you could help the community in terms of what you saw? Or what was the scenario that motivated you?
Well, I mean, as everyone's noticed, costs have gone up so much over the past couple of years. And I got, I think it was a newsletter from The Stop. I've been donating privately to them for a couple of years now. But they sent a newsletter that said something, and I'm not sure if this statistic is accurate because it's my memory, but it was something like they had almost used the entire budget that they had for food. They were almost through it by, you know, the first quarter of the year. And that to me was just really, that was stunning. I started looking around and seeing a lot of articles about how busy food banks were and how there wasn't enough food to go around. And it just, and just the prices of food being so expensive, that really hit home for me. And I started thinking, you know, I don't have a lot of money, you know, and I give what I can, but what else can I do to help in this situation? And so I thought, well, you know, people like yoga. I teach yoga, so maybe instead of donating money, maybe I can donate my time, and then I can help in that way to raise money for them to use as they need in their food programs. So that's where the idea came from.
La primera clase fue el 8 de julio y a lo largo de tres clases más se logró reunir una suma de $340, lo cual fue un buen inicio, asegura Laura en entrevista. Además, expresa que la respuesta que tuvo del proyecto fue muy buena y que se tuvo buena participación y comentarios muy positivos de la gente, por lo que ahora busca seguir llevando a cabo la iniciativa durante las diferentes épocas del año. La próxima serie de clases será en septiembre, aunque aún no hay fechas ni horarios específicos.
The first class was on July 8th. So we only had three classes so far, July 8th, 15th, and 22nd. And I looked at it as a test to see if people would come, if they'd be interested. And they did come and they were interested. So now I'm looking to start some classes in September. And I'm hoping that I can turn this into a regular thing where we do it every beginning of summer and every kind of end of summer in the fall. And then hopefully we can just grow a community where we're constantly raising money and doing yoga to support the community around us. I'm really hoping that we can grow it. But yeah, it's just me on my own doing this at the moment. So, but I'm hoping, you know, in the future, if it gets bigger, maybe I can invite other people to help or to teach or, you know, who knows what form it'll take.
And what are the comments that you have heard of?
I heard from some people that came that they really like doing yoga in the park. And I mean, it's a really nice thing to do, right? You're stretching in a place that's really nice. And Earls Court Park is just beautiful. And there's a lot of shade. So I think people really enjoyed being in the park. They really enjoyed, I heard some people commented that they liked being able to do something good, you know, while taking a class in the park. So it was kind of two birds, one stone. But yeah, I think overall the reaction's been pretty positive, and I was really happy that people came to the classes. So in total, we raised $340 for The Stop, and I think that's over three classes. So that I think that's a great start, and hopefully we can raise more in the future. So it went so well for the first three classes that I thought, well, we need to do it again. And I'm going to be away for most of the summer. So unfortunately, I wasn't able to set the classes up for August. But September, I think it's still warm and it's still nice out. So hopefully people will be interested. I'm just working right now on figuring out which dates. They'll be on the weekend, on the Saturday or Sunday, but I'm just not sure what days and what times yet. But as soon as I know, I'll post it to my Instagram account and let people know there.
La invitación está abierta a todo el público y las clases son aptas para todos los niveles de práctica. Laura también habla del impacto en la salud mental y física de las personas a través de la práctica del yoga, asegurando que es una buena manera de conocer gente y conectar con la comunidad.
What do you think about the impact that yoga or this kind of activities has in a mental health with for people, for community?
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. One of the reasons I really was drawn to yoga initially was the community that can grow around it. I think that it can offer a really accepting space for people. And I think the whole focus of yoga as a discipline and as a practice is, you know, at the very core of it, it's nervous system regulation through different breathing patterns and physical movement. And so, you know, you're building physical strength, but you're also learning ways to calm your nervous system down. Through deep breathing, through stretching. And that, I think, is something that people need now more than ever. I mean, we're really stressed out. And being able to learn how to effectively deal with some aspects of stress in a physical practice, I think it makes people feel better. And then if you feel better and you're already in a group of people who are feeling better, then it makes it easier to talk to them. Maybe after class, you can, you know, say hi, or people like to chat with each other. And so it's a way to meet people. It's a way to connect. It's a way to just take part in something that hopefully makes you feel good. And when you feel good, you're better to the people around you.
Yeah. And it's all levels, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I recognize that I think a lot of people think about yoga and they think about yoga as these really difficult postures. And like, one of the things I hear a lot is that, oh, you know, I'd love to try yoga, but I'm not flexible. You know, yoga isn't really about those, you know, very flexible postures that you see on Instagram or in other places. It really is about breathing and simple movements. And there are modifications that you can do for every kind of body and every kind of state that you might be in. And it doesn't have to be something intimidating. It can just be some really gentle movement and some gentle breathing. And that's what I try to introduce in the classes, so that everybody feels welcome and comfortable to take part, and everybody can get a benefit out of it. I'd love to be able to build this, the yoga in the park classes, and maybe in the winter too, now that I have that idea, maybe build them into something that I can do yearly. So people can come to expect it. Like, it'll be the summer yoga classes in the park, the fall yoga classes in the park, you know, the winter session. Mm-hmm. And just once it becomes something that people can expect, I think then it starts to grow and it becomes bigger. I would really love for this to be something that happens every year. People expect it, and then, you know, we can raise more money and build more connections and build more community that way. I would love it if anyone listening is interested and wants to come to the classes, please come. Everybody's welcome. It's donation based. So I know that, you know, not everybody has money to donate, and that's fine. If you can't donate, just come anyway and be part of the community. You know, the more people that we can bring out, the more community we can build, the better it is for everybody. So you can find us on Instagram at earlscourt_yoga, excuse me, or you can email me at yoga.earlscourt@gmail.com. And, you know, I'll answer any questions you may have. And I really hope to see all of you come out and join us. It'd be great.
Sin duda, una iniciativa que pretende servir a una buena causa. Sin embargo, nos hace cuestionarnos sobre la situación de inseguridad alimentaria que la ciudad está viviendo actualmente y que comenzó desde la pandemia en 2020. Ante esto, la solidaridad y la iniciativa de las comunidades han sido una parte importante de la solución temporal, pero el problema es todavía mucho más grande y mucho más complejo. Reportando para CHHA 1610 AM, La Voz de la Comunidad, Ivette Hernández. Recuerde que este material es parte de la iniciativa de periodismo local del Fondo de Radios Comunitarias de Canadá.